for Adelaide and South Australia. These are today's headlines from the Sunday Mail. South Australian schools are increasingly hiring private security guards to protect students and staff from violence and threatening behaviour, Education Minister Blair Boyer has confirmed. Mr Boyer said there had been an increase in static guard use at schools in relation to issues involving violence or a threat of violence between the second half of last year and this year to the end of May. In the latter half of 2021, static guards were used in 5 different schools in 19 days, according to the figures provided. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to The Advertiser at advertiser.com.au or download the app at your app store. New guidelines on prescribing antidepressants to children could be in place by the end of the year, as figures show their use has tripled in the past decade. New Health Minister Mark Butler has asked his department to review prescribing of the drugs and develop new evidence-based guidelines for their safe use. The surge in prescriptions has triggered calls for subsidies for the drugs to be banned, but doctors warn this could make treatment unaffordable for families and leave young people without any help while they wait up to 12 months for counselling. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Nurses have launched an online blitz urging the state government to recruit more staff, saying the health system is on the brink of collapse. They want new allowances similar to the $3,000 bonus that's being offered to attract nurses from interstate, special allowances for rural nurses, including housing and childcare payments, and an immediate guarantee all 1,200 students due to graduate in November will be employed. The Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation State Branch has posted an online letter encouraging members to note their disapproval to Health Minister Chris Picton and Attorney General Kaya Ma. And in sport, former Adelaide player Bryce Gibbs has recommended Matt Crouch leave the Crows after being dropped for the second time in 2 months. Crouch's omission from Sunday's game against North Melbourne and his subsequent surprise at the club's decision reminded Gibbs of his own situation when he was axed several times in his final season at Westlakes in 2020. Gibbs revealed how he sat in awkward silence for a few minutes with coach Matthew Nix after one of the last times he was dumped before retiring at the end of the campaign. Those are your headlines from the Sunday Mail. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at advertiser.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.